we start off with you telling me your name and how long you worked for the railroad?
You mean you want me to stop talking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd rather you to ask me questions.
Well, you know what? We'll just start off by saying what your name is, just so I can get a voice level here. Just tell me who you are and when you started. When did you start working for the railroad? What year?
Well, I'm James Cupple. I started working for the railroad in January 1926. 3 years prior to that, which the company gave me credit for, I started working as an electrician helper. My dad was assistant foreman at that time, an electrician.
And over here in the Spencer shops, you were?
Yeah, in the summer, I was in school, go over in school year, and then in the summertime, I'd work over at the railroad 3 months. Mm-hmm. And the company, when I retired, gave me credit for those years toward my retirement.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Let me stop it. So how old were you when you started working for the railroad?
Twenty-one years of age. I was born in 1905.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 75 years and 2 months old today, 24th of March.
Oh, so you just had a birthday not too long ago.
Yeah, 2 months ago. And
where were you born? Were you born here in Spencer?
No, I was born in Salisbury. Mm-hmm. We lived there for the first 5 years. And then the Southern passed a ruling that all the supervisors and foremen had to live in Spencer. Dad had to move to Spencer. So we came here in 1905.
Have any idea why they made that rule?
1910, I believe. Do what?
Have any idea why they made that rule?
Yeah, they wanted all the supervisors to Spencer.
Just so people would be close, is that it?
Yeah, they didn't want them living at different points around Spencer. In case they need them, they wanted them here at Spencer. So, I lived in four places in Spencer since 1910. And three of them has been on Rowan Avenue, where I live today.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that was off of it was on 2nd Street. We lived there I lived there until I was married. And then we came to this house right after we got married, because my wife owned this house. She was born here.
Ah. What year did you get married in?
1933. You're right in the height of the Depression.
Hmm. Not the best of times to...
Sir?
Not the best of times,
no,
was it?
No, it really wasn't. But we made the best of it. And I never was cut off a single day in 47 years of working in the Southern.
Hmm.
It was the only thing I was furloughed in 1960 to Atlanta when they closed the place down here in 1960. I was able to go to Atlanta. Well, they closed it down here on Saturday, the 30th of July, and I left here on the next morning train and got to Atlanta that night, and then the very next morning I went to work in Atlanta. So I just lost one day because I was working 7 days a week at the time.
Really? In 1960 you were working 7 days a week?
Oh yeah.
And hard worker.
Well, no, not so. I'll take that back. It was 5 days, you was off 2 days a week. But I worked regular all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Atlanta and worked there without losing a single hour, except one time I was off sick for 3 days. And
that's a great work record. So you were 21 when you started working for the railroad. What, do you remember things out of your childhood? Like going to elementary school or something
well,
here?
Yeah, I remember going to school. Spencer School used to be right over there, but it's tore down there, the section of the high school building.
So that's where you went to school?
Yeah. And they burnt down the year I graduated. They kidded me and said that they had to burn the schoolhouse down to get me out.
How did you... Your father was an electrician also?
Well, he was an electrical supervisor.
Electrical supervisor.
Yeah. He was a second in command. And he kept that job up until the time the diesel started coming in. And then he was promoted to head electrician. And he kept that job until he retired. And he died in 1952.
And, what sort of things did you do as a child? Did you all used to play around at the railroad yard at all, or?
No, my father never would allow me to go over in the yard. They had a bunch of small engines parked up and down the fence. They used to have a wooden fence all the way around it, up to the depot. And he never would allow me to go over there. And I didn't go over there until I started over in the summer of 1923, the first time I went to work over there. It was the first time I'd ever been in the shop. Southern was building the new roundhouse over at the time, and I helped a fellow, Julian from Salisbury, Lon Julian, I worked with him for some time. And
so you never... Were railroads a big part of your life when you were a kid? Did you talk about them?
Well, that was the chief industry here in Roane County, and especially in Spencer, was a railroad shop. There was about 4 out of 5 people you knew worked for the railroad. Mm-hmm. And you used to see them going to work or coming home from work at the regular time every day. The streets were just full of the people. And I thought about it here lately, sitting on the porch, and you don't see anyone now because there's no one working over the shop now because the shop's closed completely now. And
they sure are. They're just about falling apart, too.
Yeah, that's right. I hope I live long enough to see this museum over here, but they keep putting it off when they're going to have the opening day over there. I don't know where I'll be around here then or not.
Well, they're supposed to be having some sort of a small little visitor's shop kind of thing open this summer, I think. Not really a museum at all, but there are people evidently that come through the town and stop and want to look at something.
Well, I've asked myself, who is it going to get to get these engines and cars in first class shape? They claim that's what they want to do, but who is it going to get it? The Southern's not going to furnish them. And I don't know whether they can get any qualified people to do that or not. So the people that could have done it, they're getting too old now to go over and go back to work again. So I don't know how they're going to do it.
I'm not quite sure myself.
If
but I guess there's...
do all the things that they said that they're going to do and present it, well, I'd like to see it. That'd be real nice.
One of these days it's going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't know when.
It's a question of money, I think, at this point.
Yeah, it is. And the longer it goes, the more money it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
The rate of inflation, as it is.
Yeah. So you, did you always figure that you'd end up working for the railroad?
Well, that was the only job I ever had, was for the railroad. And as I said a while ago, I never was cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Work as a helper. And
when you were growing up, did you ever think of doing something else? Did you ever want to be a...
No, I never.
I don't know, a doctor, a lawyer, or an Indian chief, as they say?
I never had any inclination like that at all. And
where did you learn how to be an electrician from?
Well, I just thought if my dad was one, that I could try to be one too. And then working as a helper, one of the biggest jobs I was on was working with Arthur Sweet. He's dead now. He was on train control. I was working with him, and I learned the operation of train control. And I knew how to operate that. And I got started that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I paid attention, and the other thing that was going on, and picked up some points on that. So I really could handle my part of it all right. Well, then later on, during the war, they set the helpers up to mechanics that were qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it come a force reduction, well, that stopped running, and this other one kept on.
Yeah. I guess it's going to need to go into the shops and probably just is gummed up in the works there. Needs a little oil or some sort of cleaning that. I think it's working.
You want some more?
Oh, let's just wait a little while, see if it stops again, we'll try something. So
and then that went on for a while, and then the general chairman passed a rule that done it again.
Well, so far so good. So you never actually worked as an apprentice, a formal apprentice kind of? You never actually worked as a formal apprentice electrician?
No, I never did. The general chairman passed this rule that you either had to give up your job as a helpful electrician or go on to seniority as a straight electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go on regular seniority and I gave up my helper's rights. And then when the shop closed down, well, I was rated electrician. I was working the first shift at the time and was holding my own. And when the shop closed down, well, I was eligible to go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 10 years to go on my pension. Well, I was too old not to go. So I decided to go to Atlanta the last week just before we went was very hectic for me because I was financial secretary of my union.
Mm-hmm.
And the local chairman was on vacation, and I was the next ranking man here to to take care of anything that came up in regards to electricians.